really. Police, man, they're too much. Bugging, you know. I know my telephone is tapped. You know, you're reading the paper where one out of every eight Americans are under surveillance. I know my telephone is tapped. Because the other night, I was rapping in my chick, and I heard a click and a cat breathing hard. Perverts. Ronald Reagan, Mariotti, and Chief Davis formed a three-man committee to investigate the actual revenue that would be confiscated from the legalization of prostitution. So they set up office downtown, and they put in a call to the UPU, the United Prostitution Union, and asked if they would send three representatives over so they could question them. So three fine chicks went over, a blonde, a Chicano chick, and a sister. So when they arrived downtown, the receptionist asked the blonde if she would go into the office. And when she entered the chambers, the governor rose and he said, "Good evening, young lady. This is Mariotti. This is Chief Davis. We won't want to be personal, but for tax purposes, how much would it charge us to have an intercourse with you?" She said, $100, baby. No sweat, no pain. $100. He said, "Thank you very much, young lady." Then he asked the Chicano chick to come in. He said, "Young lady, this is Chief Davis, Mariotti. I'm the governor. How much would it cost us to have intercourse with you?" She said, $200, Jack, because you don't pay nothing." He said, "Okay, fine, thank you." And then he asked the sister to come in. She was looking like a porterhouse steak to a starving man. Her skin was as smooth as a maxi mink. She resembled a mountain stream to the lone survivor of a desert safari. She was looking good like a sister would, could, and should. Reagan sat up in his chair and his eyes got big and his back got straight for a change. And he said, how much would it cost me to have intercourse with you?" She said, "Listen, Ronald. You jive. If you can raise my dress as high as taxes, and lower my panties as low as wages, get yourself as hard as time, and screw me like you do in the public, it won't cost you one damn penny."
Cato.